Hey, it's Cody.
And Matt, and thanks for joining us for another episode of
The ComaCast. Matt, we're going to be diving into all things involving the LGBT community, including our own lives.
And don't forget our cats.
We don't want to forget them. The ComaCast starts now.
Podcasting from the Lone Star State in Southern California, you're listening to The Coma Podcast with Cody and Matt.
Everybody, and welcome to the ComaCast. We thank you for joining us today. Now, today we are going to be talking about taking time for yourself. It's just a really important thing that we do as humans, and we're going to get into that. Matt has always talked about it on this podcast about doing that, and so we'll talk more about that. But first, a little icebreaker. Today, Matt, I have a question for you on this icebreaker. Not a game today. We're going to switch it up a little bit, but I want to know, what is the last photo of food on your phone, and that's what you're going to be eating for the next 2 years? What is that picture?
Well, you know what's funny? I made something last night for the first time, and I hadn't shown it yet. Waiting for today because I knew we were going to talk today. I made sweet and sour chicken balls.
Oh.
And with a, you know, the dipping sauce for sweet and sour chicken or pork. They call for orange juice. Well, I didn't have orange juice, so I used pineapple juice, and it tasted really good. Different spin on it. So it would not be, I don't think I could eat anything every day for 2 years without wanting to off myself, but it's actually at least something homemade, you know?
Yeah. If you're listening to this on the YouTube version, we'll put up the picture and show you, Matt's homemade, sweet and sour chicken.
David got me a cookbook. Basically Chinese takeout items, like your favorite ones, but you can make them at home. Yeah. And I was like, well, this sounds fun. And because also with him starting school this semester and work, now I'm the one that has none of us have free time, but technically the time. So we're trying to separate out meal planning and things like that. He's quick on his feet with food, with cooking. I am not. So I need that time.
So coming up next, we're going to be talking about taking time for yourself. It's a really important thing. And Matt himself took time for himself. We'll be talking about that coming up next. Well, everybody, it's really important in our daily lives. Maybe we can't do this daily, but at some points we need to take time for ourselves. I think so many people get caught up in living their lives and helping others and being there for others. That they don't take time for themselves, either, you know, at school, it's work, they always are doing something. But it's always important to kind of take time for yourself, whether it's a little time each day to like read a book or just like listen to music and relax, or in other cases, you know, taking time out when you're able to travel somewhere and just kind of taking time for yourself. And Matt, I know that you've always talked about on the podcast about taking time for yourself, and that you and David always take time for yourselves. And then sometimes y'all go on trips separately. It's kind of just like, you know,
we don't travel often. Before pandemic, like if we could, because we both worked full time before we changed careers and like completely shut down our lives. We had worked really hard for several years to get to a point where we could at least take one small trip a year. So we'd save our PTO, try to line it up together, and usually it was around my birthday, because my birthday is at the beginning of summer. David's birthday is at the end of summer. Technically my birthday is the end of spring. Because we lived at home, we work at home together, we're around each other full time, and we've always been each other's, you know, pretty much a best friend as well. We understand that it's important to make sure to do things independently so you don't develop codependency. And this is the biggest one, is that doing those things, choosing to do it on your own when it's an option, rather than get the hell out of this house before I kill you. You know, it's never come to that point, but we've always proactively been like, oh, well, do you want to go here? Nah, not really. We've not really gone anywhere that the other hasn't been first. Like when we went on our trip to Hawaii, I would not have gone to Hawaii without him first, unless I had to, you know, because that's someplace he really wants to see.
Yeah.
You know, if I come out to San Diego before he can come with me, that's not as big of a deal because he does want to spend some time in San Diego and in California. But he knows I'm coming out there to see you, do work and everything. It's not the same as a traditional try to stay at a hotel or at a friend's house and vacation the whole time.
Because, I think it's one of those things that it doesn't mean you have to travel somewhere or go somewhere. It just means you're doing something for yourself. So it's not like you're having to do work, because a lot of people are working from home if they have that option. And so they're either working, doing schoolwork, cleaning the house, doing chores. None of that counts as doing something for yourself. Doing something for yourself can be as simple as, like Matt is saying, just sitting down and painting for a while. Like I said at the beginning, reading a book, listening to music.
We both like to paint. We've done those wine and paint nights, but we're like, yeah, I kind of want to do our own thing and just kind of see. So I bought a basic set of paints, so a set of like 8x10 or 10x10 canvases. And I was like, oh, here's some YouTube tutorials. And by the way, the tutorials are not step one, take the brush and do this. No, they show you which colors you need, show them mixed out, and then they just start painting. There's no other instruction.
When Gabe was here before he went back out on tour, he would always do like little crafts and stuff and doing stuff for himself. He would make like these little felt animals that were like super, super cute. I was always telling him he should sell them because they were like that cute. And he would do different things like that. And he'd always tell me like, you need to find something that you enjoy doing that basically can help for me with anxiety, because that's also, if you take time for yourself like that, it'll distract you from
things. Oh, absolutely. I felt so much less anxious. Like when I was done with the paintings, I was like, Keith, what do you think? Because unfortunately Keith and David have to suffer through me. So, you're sitting up close to something. It's really hard to see the whole picture. You're seeing every brush stroke you didn't do right. The colors aren't exact. So you're going with kind of the best. And the one I freehanded, I had no idea what I was actually going to do. Like what I thought was going to happen didn't happen. I ended up painting the whole thing like a really dark color. Like the whole canvas, I blacked out everything with like a bluish gray mixture. And then I was like, oh, mountains with some snow caps and a moon over the, and then I made a reflection of the moon to kind of create an illusion of water.
Some people, when they're talking about taking time for yourselves, a lot of people think that there's like about five different things that helps or that occurs within your body when you take time for yourselves. And one of those things can be it sparks creativity. So like in Matt's case, in doing this painting, I've seen a lot of people especially during the pandemic, have gotten online and posted like their drawings, like on Twitter or on TikTok, where they started drawing just, to do something when the pandemic began, because we were all stuck at home. And, their drawings were, basic drawings of someone who's never been able to draw before. But now you look at their drawings and they're like amazing. They built up that skill. So it can really help spark your creativity sometimes when you do these.
He's like, you should sell them. And I was like, I don't feel right about that, because only one of them was an original idea of mine. He goes, are any of these ideas original? He's like, because obviously what I painted doesn't look like the person's that created it. David was like, well, you still sat down and put your own time and mixed your own colors, because none of them look the same.
But yeah, sparking creativity is one. I did actually find something. I've never been able to find something that I felt like has made me relax and I just like kind of get into it. But one thing is, and I did this when I was a kid, but I recently started doing Legos. I've been putting together the Home Alone Lego kit.
Oh, and I love Legos.
I will tell you, it is so relaxing and just like fun to do it, because I like building things. And so doing that has been so much fun. And so I told Justin, oh my God, I think I'm going to have to start buying Legos. And the next one I want to get is the Titanic Lego kit. But it's like, first of all, these are really big things. I don't know where I'm going to put them. And secondly, they're very expensive. Very expensive. Cody. He was like, why did you choose the most expensive thing possible? I was like, I don't know. But Legos can be a good investment. they said even better than gold, because the Lego kits basically go away and they don't remake them after a while, some of them.
True. Some of them, creativity. They never come back.
Another thing they say, it helps you improve your mental health. And as I said, with anxiety, it helps me just like zone out, relax. And then afterwards, I'm not anxious. And so I think that's another thing. It helps with stress management. A lot of people, obviously being, if you are working from home, that might put some more stress on you, maybe less, hopefully less. But people do get stressed with work things and school things. And so like taking time for yourself again, let your body like de-stress, relax, and that it's all going to be okay. And so I think that's another thing. They also say it can help boost your self-esteem by taking time for yourself, maybe reflecting on things, maybe setting goals for you for the future, or, you know, for the week. You know, that's the thing. I think when people, we were talking about it on the first episode of the season here, talking about our New Year's resolutions and how me and you don't necessarily do New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
But if you do them, it's, you don't have to like do these big, huge things. It can be something small. And so I think, you know, in building your self-esteem and planning things, they also say it can help create empathy for others when you have time to reflect. And also it can heighten your emotional intelligence.
Well, you know, I totally agree, because when you are so burned out, you're not living. You're so focused on just trying to survive the next day. Like, you know, whether, like when I would work these long shifts at Disney serving tables, when I would go in for my 2 or 3 days, I was usually okay. But sometimes the restaurant I worked in was kind of feast or famine. So during the busy time of the year, you worked every day you possibly could. You picked up every shift because you're going to have weeks and months of nothing. So you would work. And by the end of it, the only reason I would do it is because I knew it was temporary. But like day 5, 6, 7, 8 of these like 14 plus hour shifts, you're just like, you're not even thinking. Like I would go home. I would be driving home, gas station. And there's a Hess station that's on Disney property, and they mm-hmm. have the $5 cheese pizzas. I would buy that and a cherry Coke and eat. I would gas my car, get that, and on the 45-minute drive home, eat that on the way home, and go home and shower, throw all my clothes in the washer, watch a movie, and then throw them in the dryer. And then when I was done, you know, go to bed so I have fresh clothes in the morning. If it was the end of my uniforms, I usually had 3 days worth, because we didn't have our own. We had to check them out of Disney. We don't buy those. We have to have them checked out and scanned out. So yeah, super amazing. Super, super amazing to just day in and day out. The same when I worked for USAA during catastrophes and all these other jobs I've done. You're not thinking, you're not living. Something happens, you're like, I don't give a crap, because you're so tired. You're so done. You don't care, because you have nothing left in you other than what you need to like inch forward.
You know, and like when you're in circumstances like that and you keep doing it and you don't take time for yourself, you start getting burnt out, and then everything just like, you start caring about nothing.
If you look at our recordings between Halloween and December 8th, which was my last day of finals, I knew what was coming, so I prepared for it, but I was done. December 8th, my test was done by about noon. By noon or one, I was on the way home. I don't think I hardly functioned for 3 or 4 days, because I'd had 6 or 8 weeks of just solid day in, day out. Even the off days I scheduled myself were half days, because I'd be playing a video game, go do the laundry or do some dishes, eat lunch. And, you know, David's at work, and I'm like, I had nothing else I wanted to do, so I went and did this. But I made sure, like, you know, you try to take advantage of your breaks. So I had Christmas break. I've never had a Christmas break like this before for school, ever. I've never been in this position like this in my life. So I caught up on a bunch of Marvel movies. I think I watched like 10 of them. And, you know, and it was amazing. And then I saw Raya and the Last Dragon. I saw Encanto. I really caught up. I did really good.
You did? And I haven't even seen Encanto.
It was so good. Cody, I loved it. I can't wait for you to see it. Go fucking see it.
You guys, we're going to do an episode where we talk about like some of these Marvel movies and things that Matt have finally caught up on.
Cody's like, some are new. Talk about but them.
Some are older.
he's like, But yeah. And then, of course, painting. I don't know how to paint. I did the wine and paint nights, but I don't know about you guys, but if you're teaching me to do something like a wine and paint night, I'm not learning. I'm just repeating what you're doing. I don't retain what you told me. It's like nothing. It's no different than you say, go pour that for me. Okay. Well, I know how to pour something, so that's it. Like, I don't have any idea how to mix things. I know the basic color wheel from, you know, elementary school. So I sat there and watched them, and, you know, to make these certain things, buy these certain colors, and a bunch of them I didn't have. So I just kind of was like, well, if I had a little bit of purple to that or black, that'll darken it a little.
Yeah.
Sure. And I sat there mixing it around and I tried to, you know, follow as best I could, but in not having specific instructions is where it forced my brain to like, because I'm one of those people when I cook, I like having instructions. The first time I make something, for example, I will make it exactly it the first time. So I can make an accurate assessment of, I thought it was too this or too that, too thick, too thin. Then the next time is when I'll start to move it around or add garnish. Right. And that's, I'm same with painting, but then I'm like, well, I'm not going to paint the same painting twice. And even if I do, it ain't going to look the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think this was an excellent topic today was, you know, because it does, it sparks creativity. Like, for example, it makes me do things that I'm not comfortable doing. And it was, like I was saying, was cathartic, but also I noticed I had no anxiety while I was doing it. I was a little anxious when I started because I'm like, well, I don't want to waste paint. I don't want to make a big mess.
Yeah.
Oh, and it doesn't, oh gosh, look at this mistake I made. And my friend was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure if you look at the Mona Lisa up close, you'll see she's a collection of brush strokes. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
Well,
I think wrapping this up here, there's like some three things that you can do in taking time for yourself. One of those is to plan or schedule out your time for yourself. So just like we schedule time to like hang out with friends or schedule time for work or this or that, schedule a little time, even if it's 5 or 10 minutes, you know, at the end of the day, just to like decompress, you know, and again, listening to music, reading something real quick. That can be a good thing, but plan it, help yourself by planning it and scheduling that. You can also just close your door, you know, so there's no distractions. So if there's other people living in your home, you know, you're not going to be distracted by noise that's going on out there and no one's going to come in. And then that'll allow you to like kind of have your own little space, relax a bit, and do whatever. And then what we've been saying, take up a new activity, whether it's painting or Legos or sewing or whatever it may be, reading a book if you don't read a lot. All of those things can help you, even exercise. So if you want to go take a walk every evening, you know, that's a good time. You're, you know, taking time for yourself because it's good for your health, but also you can listen to music and just like ignore everything else that's going on in life for that brief few moments while you do your activities. But we would like to know what you think. So you can always just let us know on Twitter.
Yeah. And what do you guys do to like, what is your relaxing? I realized that for me, I didn't really know how to relax. David's always, he's complained about this to me because he's like, you don't know how to not. He's like, you literally left your job for a career and you spend all your time planning your book, the podcast, and school. The school is the most work. The book is the most me, I would say, because that's the thing that is totally out of my brain, which is probably why it's the most chaotic. But the podcast, it's like a different kind of work. And so I don't know how to relax. This is my relaxing. It's, you know, and so I was like, yeah, I'm going to try something new. And then I thought, painting. So what do you guys do? You know?
Yeah. We'd love to hear it. Just message us, post it up. We'll ask the question online. So just go respond to that. We'd love to know what you do to relax. Anyway, we hope all of you have a great rest of the week. And we will see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
So, hey guys, we want to remind everyone that you can keep in touch with us on all of our social media channels, whether that is Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can do all of that at The Coma Cast.
And we definitely love to interact and hear from all of our listeners. All of this is not possible without you guys.
And if you don't mind rating our podcast on iTunes or whatever your preferred podcast provider is, just leave a comment. It's greatly appreciated.
And thank you for joining us.
See you next time.